devaradare. Yasora na na na, pada da na da na na. Yasora na na na, pada da na da na na. Yamuna kira bana chari. Yamuna kira bana chari. Yasora na 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 vaja jana ra na na. Yamuna tera mana chare. Yamuna tera mana chare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. We are now slowly reaching the end of our summer camp. This will be the question and answer session where we will try to answer as many questions as possible which are there in your hearts after this experience of staying for a whole week together with devotees and chant and dance and think about spiritual things.
Ovo će sada biti jedan program na kojem ćemo odgovarati na vaše pitanja koja su se pojavila u vašim srcima nakon što ste čitavih nedelju dana proveli ovdje sa bhaktama, pevali ste, mantrali, pohađali duhovne programe.
But before we start, I would like Nanda Dulal and Nikunja Rasa to just come here. I want to greet two very special guests who have today arrived from Sarajevo.
Ali pre nego što započnemo, želeo bih da zamolim Nanda Dulala i Nikunja Rasu da dođu ovdje, jer želim da pozdravim dva jako specijalna gosta koja su nam danas stigla čak iz Sarajeva.
First is Enisa.
Bravo!
And Dennis Basem. They are two wonderful devotees from Sarajevo. Their whole family is practicing Krishna consciousness. So we feel very grateful in our hearts that you have come and given pleasure to us by attending the last few days of the summer camp. Hare Krishna. Let us start.
No magic boxes, huh?
No, they can ask. Not anonymous.
Anonymous?
Not. 2 kilometers from Puri, in the village Balagachi, lived one very poor man called Dasaborya. For many years he had heard about the festival of Lord Jagannath in Puri. Oh, best of the cultured devotees, please, we need to say it every evening. You have to be silent if you wish to talk. There's another room for you to talk.
O dragi bhakte, tamo pozadi, moramo svaku večer da vas zamolimo da ako želite da razgovarate, da onda možete da izađete napolje.
Now no talk in this room, only the program.
Jer sad nije vreme za priču, ove prostorije već ovdje imamo program.
Listen very carefully.
Slušajte jako pažljivo.
So, finally, after many attempts to attend the Ratha Yatra festival, the festival which we just had, he finally made it. He was actually there when Lord Jagannath came out of the temple.
I on je bio tamo kada je gospodin Jagannath izašao iz hrama.
One day you must all be also there when Lord Jagannath leaves the temple and gets on his chariot. It's very, very ecstatic.
Jednog dana i svi vi morate da budete tamo kada gospodin Jagannath napusti svoj hram i kada sedne na kočiju, jer je to tako jako ekstatično.
And when he saw Lord Jagannath walking on the chariot drunken with ecstasy, his heart caught fire and he became a lover of Lord Jagannath. When you look at the eyes of Lord Jagannath, you see a red rim, then a white, big white inside, and then a black, I believe it's called pupil.
Kada pogledate u oči gospodina Jagannatha, ono što možete vidjeti jeste prvo ovaj crveni okvir, onda ima ovaj beli veliki deo, i onda se u sredini nalazi crna zemljica.
After he had seen Lord Jagannath like this, he didn't see the world any longer the way we perceive it. He saw Lord Jagannath everywhere. So when he returned home, his wife served him prasadam. She put white rice into a clay pot which looked a little bit brownish red.
u glineni ćup koji je bio onako zeleno crvene boje.
And on the midst of that white rice she placed black beans.
I onda je usred te bele riže ona stavila crni pasulj.
When Dasa Borya saw this wonderful prasadam arrangement, a red circle, white middle section, and a black beans looking at him. He saw his beloved Lord Jagannath. And he jumped up. And in the midst of his house he went, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, and started to dance ecstatically. His wife had never seen her husband so blissful. He had never started to dance at the beginning, middle or end of prasadam. So she went to the village elders and asked what to do with my mush. Is he normal? Village elders asked her to describe when the mush had started to become ecstatic. And then they wanted to see the bowls in which the white rice with the black beans were served. After they had inspected this, they said, you must be very happy. Your husband has been reminded of Lord Jagannath when he saw the clay pot and the whiteness of the rice, and he thought this is the big eyes of Lord Jagannath looking at him.
Kada je tvoj muž video ove posude za mene, u njima tu belu režu i crni pasulj, on je bio podsjećen na gospodina Jagannatha i mislio da su to njegove oči.
That's it. You are most fortunate. He has attained the mercy of the Lord.
Ti si najsrećnija, zato što je on dobio milost gospodina.
So, this is the goal of our Krishna conscious practice, to see Lord Krishna everywhere, actually. Not only when we go to Jagannath Puri or Frushka Gora. We want to see the Lord in our daily life. We want to feel the glance or the eyes of the Lord resting on us and seeing our activities. Even when we eat prasadam. Especially then. So I would now request all of you to pose your questions to Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu and who will inform us how to see the Lord everywhere. He is a professor now from the Oxford University. And very soon he will go for a whole year to Hong Kong, to the Chinese University, and teach actually a course.
Not in Chinese.
Not in Chinese. Yet. He will speak in English. He will teach us. Actually, you should tell us about the course which you will teach there.
I Sri Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, on će uskoro ići u Hong Kong na čitavih godinu dana kako bi tamo predavao na univerzitetu. Sada će nam on nešto reći o tome.
A little later, with the Indian time factor, Jayapataka Maharaj will arrive.
I nešto malo kasnije, sa tim indijskim faktorom vremena, Jayapataka Maharaj će doći.
And he will also answer our questions.
Onda će on odgovoriti na naše pitanje.
Let us see, maybe not. It's an Indian time factor. And I will
say the Jayapataka Swami time factor.
There's also the Jayapataka Swami time factor, which is very unique in this world, flexible time.
I onda tu također postoji taj Jayapataka faktor vremena koji je jako jedinstven u ovom svetu.
So, and I will, I hope to serve as the facilitator of this evening, and I might also answer a question or ask you a question here or there.
Ja se nadam da ovde budem osoba koja će pomoći čitav ovaj program i također mogu s vremena vremena odgovoriti na neko pitanje ili ćemo spitati pitanje.
I request you to be fully present in this evening's program.
Ja očekujem od vas da budete potpuno prisutni na večerašnjem programu.
Please give it your best with your full attention so that you will encourage the speakers and in this way get very good Krishna conscious insights. Oof, so much singing.
I molim vas da date sve najbolje od sebe kako biste ohrabrili govornike da vam daju odgovore koji će biti svesni Krishna.
So maybe I can first ask Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, please tell us about the cause, or I heard there is something which you personally have aspired very much, that we can, that devotees can actually preach Krishna consciousness at the university or something. What is it really which opens there?
Ja bih prvo želao da zapitam Sri Krishna Kshetra Prabhu da nam on malo ispriča o toj svojoj želji da predaje na univerzitetu i kako to zaista izgleda.
I got a phone call sometime in the middle of January from my god brother of mine.
Ja sam sredinom januara dobio poziv od jednog mog brata po Bogu.
Whom I had seen some months before after long not seeing him after 4 or 5 years.
I nakon što do pet godina nisam uopšte viđao, vidio sam ga nekoliko mjeseci pre tog januara.
This is Amogalila Prabhu. He is living in Berkeley, California.
I to je Amogalila Prabhu koji živi u Berkeley, u Kaliforniji.
He is also academically trained. He has a university doctorate from the University of California.
I on je također obrazovan na univerzitetu, ima doktorat u univerzitetu u Kaliforniji.
He has been teaching at one college in Pakistan for some years.
Oh, yeah. I on je čak nekoliko godina predavao na jednom koleđu u Pakistanu.
Actually, he was born in Pakistan. He's fluent Urdu.
U stvari, on je rođen u Pakistanu, tako da govori tečno Urdu.
Not to make a long story short.
Ako sada da skratim dugu priču.
He asked me, how would you like to teach for 1 year in Hong Kong at the university?
I onda me on pitao, kako bi ti se svidilo da godinu dana predaješ na univerzitetu u Hong Kong?
I said, well, it sounds very interesting, but I have my engagements in Europe.
I onda sam ja rekao da to zvuči jako interesantno, ali da ja imam svoje obaveze u Evropi.
We have a center in Oxford and this, that, the other thing, so maybe it's not so practical.
Jer mi imamo svoj centar na Oxfordu, imamo još neke druge stvari, tako da to možda baš i nije jako praktično.
He said, oh, well, that's a pity. because this is such a big opportunity.
I onda je rekao, to je jako velika šteta, jer ovo je velika mogućnost.
The Chinese University of Hong Kong wants to have a program in Indian studies, and they want us to start it, us being ISKCON.
Jer Kineski univerzitet u Hong Kongu, oni žele da imaju program indijskih studija i žele nas, odnosno ISKCON, da to omogući.
And they want to start immediately.
Ja ne žele odmah da započne.
And the original plan was that I come, and I still plan to come, but I cannot. My godbrother, our godbrother said, I cannot go immediately. He has a family, so a lot of arrangements to be made.
I njihov originalni program je bio da mogla pravo da on dođe tamo odmah, ali on nije bio mogućnosti da to uradi zato što ima obaveza sa svojom porodicom.
But it would be a pity for us to lose the opportunity. This is opportunity for our society to get its place, its foot in the door, so to say.
I on je rekao da mu jako žao što on to ne može da uradi, jer bi to bilo izuzetna prilika za nas da dobijemo svoje mesto na tom univerzitetu.
And so then he said, actually, this whole thing has been inspired by the late Timotusa Goswami.
I onda je rekao da je čitav taj program bio inspirisan od strane tamo Krišna Goswami.
And when he mentioned Timotusa Goswami, I said, Prabhu, tell me what to do. I surrender.
I onda čim je on pomenuo tamo Krišna Goswami, ja sam rekao, Prabhu, samo mi reci šta treba da uradim, predajem se.
Somehow I understood immediately that actually this is higher arrangement and Krishna is involved and also Srila Prabhupada is involved and also Tamatrishna Maharaj in some way.
I onda smo mi odmah shvatili da je to jedan viši aranžman i da je u njega uključen Krishna i Srila Prabhupada i također tamo Krishna u sami.
So many of us in our ISKCON society have had who knew Maharaj had this feeling that he was very expert in engaging so many devotees in devotional service.
I onda mnogi od nas koji smo poznavali Maharaja, imali smo taj utisak da je stvarno stručnjak u tome da uključi druge u predano služenje.
And so I felt at this moment that he's still engaging us.
I onda sam ja u tom trenutku osjetio kako nas oni dalje uključuju u službu.
So, yeah, this is happening. They'll be having me teach basically a full academic load, which means two courses per semester.
I onda što će se tamo dešavati, ja ću znači dati dva kursa u svakom, ne, dva kursa u, u oba semestra.
And I had to immediately design courses to submit proposals for courses.
I onda sam ja odmah morao da napravim skicu tih svojih izlaganja i kako će oni izgledati.
And they gave basic guidelines what they're expecting.
I onda su mi oni dali osnovne vodiče kako oni očekuju da će to izgledati.
And one of the courses they want me to teach is about identity.
Jedan od kurseva koje oni žele da ja vodim jeste o identitetu.
The question of identity in Indian culture and religion.
Pitanje identiteta u indijskoj kulturi i religiji.
So I wrote a proposal.
Tako da sam ja onda napravio predlog.
And some bibliography with different books.
I dao sam im bibliografiju određene knjige.
And sent it off and some days later came back a response.
I onda sam im ja to poslao, a nakon nekoliko dana stigao njihov odgovor.
They said, it's a nice proposal, but it's a little confusing.
I onda sam oni rekli, pa to je jako lep predlog, ali je malo zbunjujući.
We can't tell whether your course is a philosophy course or a sociology course.
Mi jednostavno ne možemo da kažemo da li je taj kurs koji ti daješ kurs iz filozofije ili kurs sociologije.
So whether to put it in this department or that department, where do we fit in?
Tako da ne znamo prosto u koji deo da te stavimo, gde da te smestimo.
So I wanted to say, it's both.
Tako da sam ja želao da im kažem, pa to je oba.
I thought here's a perfect opportunity to speak about teachings of Bhagavad Gita, nature of the self, and so on.
Ja sam mislila da je to izuzetna prilika da govorimo o učenjima Bhagavad Gita, o prirodi sobstva.
Anyway, I thought, better not make trouble my first semester there.
Ja sam mislila, ajde da napravim probleme baš u svom prvom semestru tamo.
So I'll repackage it a little bit this way, that way, and we'll call it a sociology course.
I onda sam ja to malo preformisao i onda sam odlučio da ćemo to nazvati kursom iz sociologije.
So, because I thought that will attract more students than if it's philosophy course.
Zato što sam mislio da će to privući više studenta nego da se radi o kursu iz filozofije.
Anyway, so this is what we'll be doing for some months.
I to je ono što ćemo raditi narednih meseci.
And I'm praying a lot to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna to give some brains so I can do this.
I ja se jako puno molim Srila Prabhupada i Krishni da daju nešto mozga kako bi ja to mogla da uradim.
And with blessings of the Vaishnavas, it may be possible that this program will continue on from there. I'm just getting it started, and then my god brother Mogalila will continue, and it can develop into something very nice.
I onda uz blagoslove Vaishnava, to će biti program koji ću ja samo započeti, a moj brat po Bogu Mogalila, on će ga nastaviti i napraviti nešto jako lepo.
80% of the graduate students of this university are coming from mainland China.
I 80% studenata koji diplomiraju na ovom univerzitetu, oni dolaze iz unutrašnjosti Kine.
And the professor I'm in contact with, I haven't even showed up yet, and he's already talking about starting a graduate program in Indian studies.
I ja se još uvijek tamo nisam ni pojavio, a on je već govorio o tome da naprave čitav program indijske kulture na kome bi moglo da se diplomira.
So, how many people are there in China?
Koliko ljudi ima u Kini?
1.3 billion people in China.
Znači 1.3 biliona
That's a lot of people.
To je puno ljudi.
I think it's 23 million more people per year are born.
Oh, yeah.
Mislim da se tamo godišnje rađe negde oko 23 miliona ljudi.
How many people are there in Serbia?
Koliko vas ima ovde u Srbiji?
8 million.
8 miliona?
So, let's divide that by 3, and that's how many more people are coming into the world, only in China. We haven't said anything about India.
Znači, to je koliko se u Kini rađa ljudi godišnje, a šta da kažemo u Indiji?
So, and there's also talk about doing an extracurricular program outside the academic. So this could include also some funding for bringing students to India.
I onda također oni su razmišljali o tome da naprave i program van tog univerziteta tako da bi to pomoglo da se dovedu studenti u Indiju.
So, let us see what Krishna
arranges. Hajde da vidimo šta se Krishna aranžira.
Thank you very much, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, for giving us an orientation what happens new on the academic front. Here, now we will request all of you to think of your questions and then post them. And we thank Jayapataka Maharaj. You have surprised us by coming without much Indian time factor. So that's all right. So please ask your questions now.
Sada bismo vas zamolili da postavite svoje pitanje.
If you want your question to be answered by one particular devotee who sits up here, you can say, this is a question to so and so devotee. If you want all, maybe we will, the others who will not answer this question will, or who were not requested to answer this question will have an interesting perspective and would like to contribute. This is very open and very spontaneous.
A zato je ovo jedan veoma otvoreni i veoma spontani program, onda ako želite da neka određena osoba odgovori na vaše pitanje, možete to i reći, a ostali govornici koji nisu zamoljeni da tada daju odgovor, oni će isto tome doprineti ako imaju neki specifičan pogled na to pitanje.
Who of you has a question?
Ko od vas ima pitanje?
There's one devotee. Yes. You have a question? You have thought about the question, right? Good. Sananandi, Vaikuntha Nitai, our devotee who has always a question. Fine. I would say we start from the left side with Vaikuntha Nitai. Can we please give a mobile phone, I almost said, to Vaikuntha Nitai. Mobile microphone, I'm sorry, not a mobile phone. I think it's good if you first post your question in English, then we can think about it while the while you translate it afterwards.
Hare Krishna, I have a question for His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj. We just spoke about some subject there, three devotees, and it's actually very interesting and it's deeply connected with spiritual life. A difference between conscious and unconscious inside of somebody. I will explain just shortly. Mm-hmm. I had one short experience in my life of astral projection. That means you're going outside with your body. Very short, very small. And also I have experience when I had operation, they gave me some anesthetics and I don't remember absolutely anything, you know, during that operation. I just was completely unconscious. So I'm very interested in where that consciousness going in that time when we don't remember anything, when, you know, we are just feeling that we don't exist at all. Then we coming back after 2-3 hours, then we look again.
During anesthesia?
Yes, during anesthesia, during coma, during different kind of things. You know, I heard a few answers, but I want to hear explanation from you. It's very easy because you have some experience.
Yeah, I just had the surgery, yes, and I had such an... You will be surprised when I answer your question. So please tell it in Serbian also.
Okay. Htio sam da pitam, baš smo pričali o tome da postoji svesno i nesvesno stanje. I sad, imao sam prilike u životu da osjetim i to svesno stanje, makar na par sekundi, da zaista postoji to neko eterično telo i različita tela i onda možete da izađete i da vidite svoje telo materijalno koje leži i tako dalje. A u isto vrijeme desilo mi se da imam operaciju i onda su dali, verovatno puno, mnogi od vas su imaju slično iskustvo, da vam daju tu anesteziju i jednostavno ne sjećate se ničega. Znači nije bilo apsolutno ničega, niti sjećate da vam je neko radio ništa, niti ste osjetili nešto. Tako da me zanima gdje smo mi u tom nesvesnom, šta se dešava sa nama, sa našom svjesnošću i kako sve to funkcionira, pošto jako puno ljudi je zbunjeno na tom temu. A pošto se Sačina Makarađ ima dosta iskustva u vezi te oblasti, volio bi da čujem odgovor.
The soul is eternally conscious. This consciousness can never actually be taken away from the soul. It can only be a little bit covered.
Duša je u stvari večno svesna i ta svesnost nikada ne može biti oduzeta, od duše i može biti samo malo prikriveno.
Modern science says during the operation they can totally shut off the consciousness, but they only cover it, they don't shut it off.
I moderna nauka, oni tvrde da tokom operacije oni mogu da isključe tu svesnost, ali to nije istina. Oni mogu samo da je prikriju, a ne mogu da je isključe.
In January I could see that when I was getting a full anesthesia and received one and a half hour surgery on my right leg.
I ja sam u januaru to mogao i sam da iskusim kada sam imao operaciju na svojoj desnoj nozi i onda sam za toliko sati po vremena dobio tu anesteziju.
By the findings of modern science I should not have noticed anything.
I po tvrdnji moderne nauke ja ne bi trebalo da budem svestan bilo čega u tom periodu.
But the practical experience not only of me but of millions of patients tells is different.
Ali praktično iskustvo ne samo mene, već i miliona drugih pacijenata govori nešto drugo.
I counted five times when I woke up in the Bosnian mountains feeling that they were performing surgery on my right left leg.
I onda sam ja izbrojao u bosanskim planinama, pet puta sam se probudio, imao sam taj osjećaj da oni rade operaciju na mojoj nozi.
I was in panic in my sleep.
I onda sam ja bio u panici u svom snu.
I could see them, I could feel them cutting my leg.
I mogao sam da ih vidim i da ih osjetim kako seku moju nozu.
Then I woke up to find out, oops, I'm in a bed in Jahorina, God.
I onda sam se ja probudio i shvatio sam, ja se nalazim u krevetu na Jahorinu, dobro.
It happened five times.
I to se desilo pet puta.
I had recorded the experience, although I was under full anesthesia.
I to znači da sam ja snimio to iskustvo, iako sam bio pod punom anestezijom.
The subconsciousness is like clay and the experience are like the foot of a cat which leave their traces in that in the form of impression in the consciousness.
I naša podsvest ona je poput gline, a ti stvari koje se dešavaju su poput mačke koja onda ostavlja svoje tragove u našoj podsvesti.
All the experience from our childhood.
Sva iskustva iz našeg djetinjstva.
The experiences of our parents getting angry at us or rewarding us.
Ili naše sjećanja na naše roditelje koji nas kažnjavaju ili koji nas nagrađuju.
All the many experiences in Krishna consciousness.
I sva naše iskustva u svjesnosti Krishna.
They all get imprinted in the consciousness and stay with us.
Oni svi bivaju duboko usađeni u našu podsvest i ostaju sa nama.
Even if you have anesthesia,
čak i ako imate anesteziju,
you have just covered your consciousness a little bit, like this.
Vi ste samo malo prekrili svoju svesnost ovako.
But even if I'm covered like this, if someone would cut into my face, I would certainly notice it.
Ali čak i ako sam ja prekriven ovako, kada bi mi neko posekao lice, definitivno da bih to primetio.
So this is something opposite to modern science, but the modern science has no idea of the soul and is quite ignorant about many, many things which are real.
I to je nešto što protivreči modernoj nauci, ali moderna nauka jednostavno nema nikakvo znanje o duši, prilično nema puno znanja.
Therefore, my dear devotees, make deep impressions in Krishna consciousness. These impressions will be with you at the moment of death.
I zato, moji dragi bhakte, nastavite da ostvarite duboke utiske u svesnosti Krishna, zato što će ti utisci biti sa vama u trenutku vaše smrti.
According to Kavichandra Maharaj, he said, the Prabhupada had said, that at the moment of death we see the impressions of our life coming past us like a movie.
I Kavi Chandra Maharaj nam je rekao da Šila Prabhupada je rekao da u trenutku naše smrti mi vidimo svoja prethodna iskustva kao da gledamo pred sobom film.
Somehow we want to find shelter in some experience. We want to hold one thing which is pleasant for us.
I onda mi na neki način želimo da uzmemo utočište u nekom od tih iskustava, želimo da nađemo nešto što bi nam bilo prijatno.
But the movie rolls on.
Ali film ide dalje i dalje.
However, if somewhere in the movie is a Ratha Yatra with the where the beautiful big eyes of Lord Jagannath are seen by the dying person, the movie stops there. Frozen picture.
Ali ipak, ako se tom filmu nalazi scena Ratha Yatre i ako se vide te velike oči gospodina Jagannatha, onda se čitav film zaustavlja. Imamo jednu zamrznutu sliku.
Kavi Chandra Maharaj said, you heard Prabhupada saying, and the soul sees Lord Jagannath when he leaves the body.
I onda je Kavi Chandra Maharaj rekao da Šila Prabhupada kaže da onda duša vidi gospodina Jagannatha kada napušta telo.
I take it on the strength of Kavi Chandra Maharaj. I've not heard this personally, but I asked him after the lecture, are you sure, Maharaj, because I want to repeat it.
Ja verujem Kavi Chandri Maharaju, iako to nisam čula lično Šila Prabhupada, ali sam nakon lekcije pitao Kavi Chandri Maharaju, jesi li siguran, zato što ja to želim da ponovim.
And he looked at me as if I was doubting his integrity and said, yes, so I'm taking it like this.
I onda me on pogledao kao da ja sumnjam u njegov integritet, i onda je rekao da i ja mu verujem.
The point is, make deep Krishna conscious impressions.
I poenta toga jeste da napravite utiske koji su duboko svesni Krishna.
Open your heart when you are in your spiritual practice. Be there. Let the practice come and transform you.
I onda otvorite svoje srce, dok imate svoju duhovnu praksu. Budite tu i dozvolite da vas ta praksa transformiše.
No, not transformation, impressionistry.
Aha, da vas ona impresioniše.
Yes. Hare Krishna. All right, so we have the next question. Who was there?
Imamo sljedeće pitanje. Ko je bio tamo?
Prabhuji, please ask your question. Switch on the microphone, please.
My question is a little bit more classical. And it's about Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is the best kind of worship of Srimad Bhagavatam? I mean, connected with his identity and also with what kind of mood students should approach.
Wonderful question. Would you like to pose your question to a particular devotee?
Yes, Jatadhar Swami Guru Maharaj.
Mm-hmm. I was actually thinking this question is best for Jayapataka Maharaj because he really knows many, many details of Vaishnav etiquette. He is really an encyclopedia of this knowledge. He knows, for instance, the exact procedure of Nam, Yagyas, and many things. So your question is, how do we exactly worship the Srimad Bhagavatam, right?
Yes.
Good. Maharaj, do you have a microphone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to just briefly say your question in the local language so that everyone understands. You're good, Radha Kripa.
Znači ovdje imamo pitanje kako osoba treba da pristupi Srimad Bhagavatamu i na koji način da ga obožava.
Okay.
Nanda Sarkaya Shakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paskatyare Satarine
Mugaturo Divachalam Pangulam Nayate Girin Akibatam Anpanne Siguru Vinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Yaswaram Hari in two ways. One is the word worship in some contexts is considered more like a puja, kind of an archana. Another sense, worship also means, or bhajan means more of a devotional service, usually utilizing in a devotional service applicable for that thing, that object.
Želeo bih da odgovorim na ovo pitanje na dva načina. Sa jedne strane, prvo da vidimo što znači ta reč obožavanje. Ona se može koristiti za puđu ili za arćenu, a sa druge strane, ta reč obožavanje koristi se za bađa, za devocijske aktivnosti.
Actually, in some parts of India, particularly in Assam, the spiritual master Shankar Dev, who is some historians give some reference that he's actually a disciple of Advaita Acharya, but some opinion is hard to say.
Znači, u nekim delovima Indije, kao što ja sam, imamo duhovnog učitelja koji se naziva Shankar Dev i u nekim istoričarima oni tvrde da je on učenik Advaita Acharya, ali nismo baš sigurni.
There's some historical book that says there was a preacher, a Vaishnava who came from the northeast, who was known as Pagal Shankar.
I po nekim istoričarima postoji ta tvrdnja da je sa severoistoka došao Vaishnava koji se zvao Pagal Shankar.
And he got initiated by Advaita Acharya.
I to je dobio inicijaciju od Advaita Acharya.
So then some people say that Pagal Shankar is Shankar Dev.
I onda neki ljudi kažu da je taj Pagal Shankar, da je on Shankar Dev.
I don't have the resources to really investigate it further to find out if that's the fact.
A mi nemamo dovoljno izvora da otkrijemo da li je to stvarno činjenica.
But Shankar Dev preached Vaishnavism, preached Bhagavad Dharma.
Shankar Dev, on je propovedao Vaishnavism, a propovedao je Bhagavad Dharma.
And he preached amongst tribal people, amongst all kinds of people, including Brahmins.
I onda on propovedao po plemenima, također je propovedao i Brahmanama i svim vrstama ljudi.
So he established many kirtan halls, like temples, kirtan halls called satras.
I onda je on napravio mnogi kirtan prostorije koje se nazivaju satri.
And because in those days, even today, especially more in those days, non-Brahmanas were not really allowed to worship deities.
I onda u to vreme, znači čak i danas, ali specijalno tada, osobama koje nisu Brahmane, njima nije bilo dozvoljeno da obožavaju božanstvo.
Just like in our temples, installed deities have to be worshipped by second initiated devotees.
kao kada u našim hramovima, kada mi instaliramo božanstva, ona bi trebalo da bude obožavana od bape koji imaju drugu inicijaciju.
But he was preaching in an area where there were very few Brahmanas.
Ali on je propovedao u području gdje je bilo jako malo Brahmana.
So, for the vast, for the public, he established his elaborate, beautiful temples with large kirtan halls.
I onda on za široku masu ljudi napravio te ogromne prostorije za kirtan.
And then he had an altar.
I onda su imali altar.
And on the altar he placed the Srimad Bhagavatam.
I onda bi na altar stavili Srimad Bhagavatam.
And they worshipped the Srimad Bhagavatam with aartis and circumambulation and puja. They even read it.
I onda su oni obožavali taj Srimad Bhagavatam tako što bi mu napravili pulju, tako što bi išli oko njega i čak su ga čitali.
That's the more classical way of worshiping the Bhagavatam, reading
it. I to je onako najklasičniji način obožavanja Srimad Bhagavatama, kada ga čitamo.
But they did also as a deity because the Bhagavatam is a book incarnation of Lord Krishna.
I oni su znači obožavali Bhagavatam, poput božanstva, zato što se za Bhagavatam kaže da je to knjiga inkarnacija Krišna.
So, there you can still to this day you can see these temples and they have a special brass holder where they put the Bhagavatam in and then people worship the Bhagavatam.
I onda i dan danas možete vidjeti u tim krajevima da oni imaju templove i onda njima imaju specijalni prozorni držač i na njemu stoji Bhagavatam koga oni obožavaju.
A similar tradition was established some hundreds of years ago. The Shankar day was like 500 years ago, more or less the time of Lord Chaitanya. And more recently, within the past 200 years, in Orissa, there was someone who was preaching and he established Bhagavat Tungi, which were also small kirtan halls with the Srimad Bhagavatam as the deity.
I onda to znači Shankara Dev, on je propovedao pre nekih 500 godina u doba Čaitanje Mahaprabhu otprilike, a nešto skorije vreme, pre jedno 200 godina, u Orisi, jedna osoba je propovedala i on je napravio te Bhagavat Tungije, to su mali ti kirtan holovi gde bi se isto učitao Srimad Bhagavatam.
Lord Chaitanya, when he visited a place called Brahanagar, which is outside of Calcutta, a little north of Calcutta, between Calcutta and Panihati.
Gospodin Chaitanya, on je jednom posjetio mesto koje se nalazi između Panihatija i Calcutta, koje se zove Brahanagar, nisam ga čuo.
Then he attended the Bhagavatam class by one devotee called Bhagavata Acharya.
I onda je on otišao na Bhagavatam lekciju jedne osobe koja se zvao Bhagavata Acharya.
And Lord Chaitanya liked this class so much.
I onda se gospodinu Chaitanyi ta lekcija toliko svidela.
That he said, I'm making, or maybe another name, but he actually made that devotee the Bhagavata Acharya, made him the, like Harina, like Haridas is the Namacharya, he made him the Bhagavata Acharya.
Znači, možda u pitanju bilo i neko drugo ime, ali onda su oni tu osobu proglasili za Bhagavata Acharya, poput toga što mi znamo da je Haridas Thakur proglašen za Namacharya.
Actually, yeah, he was given a title, but I don't remember what his name is. Krishna Chaturbhush, I remember, he thinks it's something like Raghavananda.
Znači, ja ne mogu da se setim sad tačno koje je bilo njegovo ime. Krishna Chaturbhush kaže da je možda bilo Raghavananda. Ali, znači, dobilo je ime, dobio tu titulu, Bhagavata Acharya.
No, but he's Bhagavad Acharya. You have
Bhagavad Acharya. Yeah. What his name was before he got the title? I got a total blank on that in my mind right now.
Znači, nije bitno koje je bilo njegovo ime pre toga, ali on je dobio titulu Bhagavad Acharya.
We all said Bhagavad Acharya.
Yes.
So his seva was to every day read the Bhagavatam. That's his seva. That's his worship of the Bhagavatam.
I njegova služba je bila da svakog dana čita Bhagavata i to je bilo njegovo obožavanje.
Bhagavata Nitya Sevaya. Really. Service of the Bhagavatam reading.
Znači služba Bhagavatama je čitanje.
So that's like this, so there are some today. I remember a few years ago, maybe 5, 7 years ago, with we were, it just happened that the camp in Croatia fell on Bhadra Purnima.
Znači pre jedno 5 do 7 godina se desilo da smo na hrvatskom letnjem kampu imali Bhadra Purnima.
One of the months in the Indian calendar is called Bhadra.
Znači jedan od mjeseci u indijskom kalendaru se naziva Bhadra mjesec.
Like more or less in the month of August.
I manje više to je August.
At that time Mohini Sutra Prabhu was there and he set up a table with the Bhagavatam elaborately stacked up in a really beautiful way.
I onda u to vreme Rohini Sutra Prabhu koji je bio tamo, on je na jedan stol postavio Šrimad Bhagavatam na jako lep način.
We all did arati to the Bhagavatam.
I onda smo mi napravili arati Šrimad Bhagavatam.
And we did a circumambulation of the Bhagavatam.
I onda smo čak napravili parikram oko Bhagavatam.
As it says on that day, one should worship the Bhagavatam. Of course, in the morning you read from the Bhagavatam.
Zato što se kaže da na taj dan treba obožavati Bhagavatam, a naravno mi smo tog jutra isto čitali iz Bhagavatam.
I'm just saying that some cultures the Bhagavatam is held so sacred, so holy, that they worship the Bhagavatam like we worship a deity.
Ja sam samo želela da kažem da u nekim kulturama toliko cene Bhagavatam da bi ga oni obožavali poput božanstva, a znači mi ga čitamo.
Which we also may on some occasion do.
Znači mi isto nekad možemo i da ga obožavamo na taj način.
So, but the standard way of worshiping the Bhagavatam is to read and study it.
Standardni način obožavanja Bhagavatama jeste da ga čitamo i da ga studiramo.
Repeat it.
Da ponavljamo.
There are many mahatmyas in the end of the chapter is saying anyone who hears this pastime, who recites it in the morning or who explains it to the devotees, then they get this kind of a fruit, this kind of a blessing.
I onda postoji na kraju mnogih poglavlja, postoji određena mahatmja koja kaže da ako osoba čita to poglavlje ili ako ga recituje ujutru ili ako ga čita isto sa drugim baktama, onda će dobiti određenu vrstu blagoslova.
So that the Bhagavatam is encouraging us that we should focus on these different pastimes.
Tako da nas Bhagavatam ohrabruje da se usredsredimo na ove različite zavode.
Prabhupada one time was saying that on our planet we have an 18,000 verse Bhagavatam.
I Prabhupada je jednom rekao da mi na našoj planeti imamo Bhagavatam koji se sastoji od 18,000 stihova.
But there may be other parts of the universe where they have bigger Bhagavatams.
Ali da u nekim drugim delovima univerzuma oni imaju veći Bhagavatam.
Just see, at least you only have to read the 18,000 verse Bhagavatam.
Tako da vidite, samo treba da pročitate taj Bhagavatam koji ima 18,000 stihova.
So, we were somehow I was sometimes to travel around. I was going in Australia, and it was one temple was reading the 11th canto Bhagavatam, another temple the 4th canto, someone the 3rd canto, but somehow the same theme was coming up in each, although from different parts of the Bhagavatam, this time was they focusing on the same theme.
I sećam se kada sam putovao po Australiji i onda sam obilazio različite templove i u tim različitim hramovima su se čitala različita pevanja Bhagavatam. U jednom se čitalo 11, u drugom 4, u trećem 3. pevanje. Međutim, u svim tim stihovima isto teme je stalno dolazilo u centar pažnje.
How by worshiping Krishna in the Bhakti Yoga, you can achieve, you don't lose anything that you could have achieved if you had done karma or jnana or Ashtanga Yoga. But you can get only by bhakti can you actually achieve Krishna, and actually know Krishna. In different ways, each section for a number of days is coming up with the same purport, same kind of message, but with slightly different presentation.
I onda sam ja tada čula da obožavanjem Krišne i da s pomoć bhakti yoga mi možemo dostići Krišnu i da nam karma ili jnana ili štanga yoga tu ne mogu pomoći. I onda svih tih dana različiti smislovi su bili čitani i ta ista tema je sa različitih strana bila istražena u njemu.
Lord Chaitanya gave his instruction to his followers.
Gospodin Chaitanya, on je dao upustvo svojim sledbenicima.
Suno suno nityananga suno haridas savaca amara gyan moro prakash pati gore gore giya koro epika bolo krishna vajo krishna koro krishna shika
bolo krishna
chant hare listen listen if you can listen haridas
znači kaže slušaj nityananga slušaj haridas
go from door to door and beg from the people to do these things.
Idite od vrata do vrata i molite ljude da rade ove stvari.
Bolo Krishna, chant Hare Krishna.
Da pevaju Hare Krishna.
Bajo Krishna, worship the deity of Krishna.
Da obožavaju božanstvo Krishna.
Koro Krishna shiksha, or shikha. That you should study the teachings of Lord Krishna.
Da proučavaju učenja gospodina Krishna.
So Prabhupada said that two teachings of Krishna, one is Gita, which he spoke, and another one is the Bhagavatam, which is about Krishna.
I Prabhupada je rekao da postoje dva učenja Krishna. Jedno je Bhagavad Gita, koji je izgovorio Krishna, a drugo je Bhagavatam, koji govori o Krishna.
Wonderful. Arigo.
Arigo.
So we have heard the answer, and I believe our Maharaj has said, yes, occasionally we might worship the Bhagavatam in that first way as puja, but usually we do it by regular reading and study.
Znači, mi možemo povremeno da obožavamo Šrimad Bhagavatam na taj prvi način koji on spomenuo, ali ono što mi redovno radimo jeste da ga čitamo.
I hope you will all take his answer to heart and become students of the Bhagavatam and not non-readers.
I ja sam do sada nadam da ćete vi ovo što ste čuli od Maharadža uzeti k srcu i da ćete onda postati studenti Bhagavatama,
a ne oni koji ne čitaju. So, what is the next question?
This one other thought came is how Prabhupada also established this Bhakti Shashti, Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvabhauma. I think Bhakti Vaibhav and Bhakti Vedanta is mainly studying the Bhagavatam.
Bhakti Vaibhav is, yes, and Bhakti Vedanta, yes.
So that also probably one is to deeply study and degrees.
Još jedna misla došla, to je da Šila Prabhupada također ustanovio i te programe, znači Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Vedanta i Sarvabhauma, i što znači da on želeo da mi duboko proučimo sve te spise.
In this slide I would like to recommend to you this new book by Burijan Prabhu, who is really the professor in our movement on the Bhagavatam. It's called Unveiling His Lotus Feet. It helps you really to study the first four cantos. He has later more volumes will come out.
I što sa ovoga slušanja želeo da vam preporučim novu knjigu od Purinjan Prabhua, koji je stvarno naš profesor što se tiče proučavanja Šrimad Bhagavatama, i ta knjiga se zove Otkrivajući njegova lotosova stopova, i u njoj se govori o proučavanju prva četiri pevanja Šrimad Bhagavatama.
Okay, I think we switch over to Madhuri. We had now two boys. Saranandi, please ask your question.
It's a question about maturity in those disciple relationship.
It's a question about maturity in the guru disciple relationship. What is the characteristic of a mature disciple? And that means, how does he act? What is his understanding and his realization?
That's a very good question. I believe we should ask Krishna Chaitra Prabhu first, and then would love to hear from Jayapataka Maharaj about this, because I know that our Jayapataka Maharaj has deeply thought about guru-disciple relationships, both in Diksha and Shiksha Metas, and I believe he carries with him the sparks of inspirations from his recent initiation ceremony. So the question is very very important. Please focus. What is maturity in the disciple-guru relationship? That way around. How to become a mature disciple? Is that right? Yes. Radha Kripa, please translate. And listen very careful. You have now the chance to become good disciples.
Znači, pitanje koje imamo je jako dobro, i ono glasi kako osoba može postati zreo učenik, kako može postati zreo u tom odnosu sa svojim duhovnim učiteljem, i na koje su njegove aktivnosti, koje je njegovo razumevanje. Sada ćemo imati Krišna Šatra Prabhu koji će nam prvo odgovoriti, a zatim će Pataka Marač koji je duboko razmišljao o toj temi. I može podeliti sa nama nešto i o čemu je razmišljao povodom inicijacije koju smo imali jutros. I ja vas sada molim da budete jako pažljivi i da slušate ove odgovore, jer slušajući njih možete naučiti kako da postanete dobar učenik.
I would also like, before we hear the elaborate answers, we have now 9:45. You still look extremely awake and eager, but we will end around 10:10. Yes, like this. Yes, it's really the last question. So now focus here, Ajay, please focus.
I pošto vidim da sad već 15:10, iako svi mi gledate jako željni znanja i jako budni. Pošto je već kasno, mislim da ćemo završiti program negdje oko 10, tako da bih vas zamolio da se sada stvarno usredsredite, li ovo poslednje pitanje.
Well, let's start with what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, shall we?
Hajde da prvo započnemo sa onim što Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita.
What does he say?
Šta kaže?
Tat vidhi pranipatena parikrashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastatva darshana. Actually, tatvadarshi is the word for another word for guru.
Znači u ovom stihu ova reč tatvadarshi, to je reč koja se koristi da označi duhovnog učitelja.
Literally, one who sees that-ness.
I onda to bukvalno znači osoba koja vidi tu stvar.
Or one who sees suchness.
Osoba koja vidi to.
One who sees things as they are.
To je onaj koji vidi stvari onakvima kakve jesu.
So there's an emphasis here on seeing. And seeing is associated with understanding, comprehending.
Tako da ovdje postoji naglasak na viđenju, a to viđenje stvari je povezano sa razumevanjem stvari.
And the verse Krishna advises, you want to the context of the verse is how to perform sacrifice.
A kontekst ovog stiha jeste kako vršiti žrtvovanje.
And Krishna has listed a variety of ways that one can perform sacrifice.
I onda je Krishna dao čitavu listu na koji način se može izvršiti žrtvovanje.
And then he sums up and says, if you want to know how to actually do it, what to do, then approach a tattva darshan. Or actually he says plural, tattva darshana. Persons who can, who know what is what.
I on vas čitavu tu listu sumira tim stihom u kome kaže da ako osoba želi da zna šta da radi i kako, da onda treba prići tatva, da to je znači potrebljeno u množini, da treba prići osobama koje su vidjeli istinu.
And then he gives these famous three activities that we should do in order to evoke that which we want to evoke from this person or these persons.
I onda on daje te svoje čuvene tri aktivnosti koje mi treba da izvršavamo kako bismo mogli da dobijemo to od te osobe.
Pranipata, nipata means falling down.
Nipata znači pasti dole.
Pra gives a kind of, we can say, intensification to the word.
A pra na neki način pojačala čitavu reč.
So, really falling down.
Znači osoba bi stvarno trebalo da padne dole.
So that's something we can contemplate. What does it mean to really, sort of, not just superficially, but really fall down before such persons who can bless us with such vision.
I onda to je nešto o čemu mi možemo da razmišljamo, što to znači stvarno pasti dole, ne samo površinski, nego zaista pasti ničice pred osobom koje nam mogu dati viziju.
And then Hare Krishna, Krishna means questioning. Hare Krishna means sort of questioning all around, in all respects, thoroughly questioning.
I onda sljedeća reč pari prašna, ona označava raspitivanje i to raspitivanje na sve moguće načine.
Actually, ours is a culture of questioning.
U stvari naša je kultura, kultura raspitivanja, pitanja.
It's never really that we have it figured out. It's never that, okay, I got what you said, now I understand, that's it.
I nikada se ne radi o tome da smo mi nešto shvatili do kraja i da mislimo, aha, sad sam shvatio to što, o čemu ti pričaš.
No. One question actually leads to another question.
Ne, u stvari jedno pitanje, ono vodi ka drugom pitanju.
Or a deeper question.
Ili nekom dubljem pitanju.
And we can read the Bhagavatam in that way, to look, pay attention to the questions in the Bhagavatam.
I onda mi možemo da čitamo Bhagavatam na taj način, tako što obraćamo pažnje na pitanja koja su Bhagavatam.
Anyway, I won't elaborate on that, but the third one, of course, is seva.
A treća stvar je naravno služba.
And seva, actually we were hearing, Maharaj was kind of indirectly indicating there's a distinction made between puja and seva.
I onda smo čuli malo pre od Maharaja koji je na jedan indirektan način naznačio da postoji razlika između puđe, između obožavanja i službe, sebe.
The application associated with puja is very often that there's a kind of motivation that one offers puja with a specific intention to receive a specific result for one's effort.
I ono što se obično vezuje uz puđu jeste da se ta puđa izvršava sa određenom namjerom kako bi se dobila određena stvar nakon toga.
And I think we know, of course, the word seva means service, but I like another way of translating, and that is attending.
Service.
And seva means to attend.
I znači mi obično, kada imamo tu reč seva, mi obično prevodimo sa služba, ali prevod koji ja više volim mogao bi biti pohađen.
So I think it's interesting that Krishna uses specifically that word to indicate one of the three essential components for developing what you're asking, and what is a mature, how do we have a mature relationship with Guru?
I onda što je meni interesantno jeste da Krishna upotrebljava baš te tri reči kako bi objasnio koji su činioci tog odnosa učenika prema guru koji je zreo.
Because to attend someone is number one, to be attentive in English it works, I don't know how it works in Serbian.
Znači kada kažemo te reči da nešto pohađamo, jeste, možda nije baš najbolji prevod, ako onako može da mi pomogne ne kaže. Znači kada nešto pohađamo, ono, na engleskom se iz korena reči vidi da osoba treba biti jako pažljiva dok to radi, dok to vrši.
To be attentive to, ne? So, yeah. Yeah.
Which has all kinds of nice implications, like being ready to serve whatever is needed.
I to isto onda ima neka druga značenja. To znači da osoba treba biti spremna da služi na bilo koji način, bilo kako.
In South India, the Sri Vaishnavas often, they like the term kainkarya, which has a similar idea.
I onda u Južnoj Indiji, tamo bhakti iz Teši, sampradaja, oni često koriste taj termin kainkarya, koji isto ima jako zanimljivo značenje.
Which comes from Kinkara, which is literally what to do. It's a question. What to do?
I onda taj termin dolazi od reči kinkara, koji bukvalno znači šta treba raditi.
So the attitude of being ready with the question, what to do, how can I serve, that attitude is called kinkara, or simply seva.
I znači taj stav naše spremnosti da služimo, stav da priđemo i da pitamo šta sada treba da radim, kako mogu da ti služim, taj stav se naziva službom, kainkarya.
So when we think about maturity of the relationship, I like to think that we are keeping to the basics and deepening the basics.
I onda kada razmišljamo o tome kako da budemo zreli u tom odnosu, onda treba da se držimo osnovnih postavki i da ih sve više i više produbljujemo.
Like we hear from Rupa Goswami, Adao Shraddha, Tatasadu Sangota, Tato Anartha, what is it, Tato Bhajana Priya, Tato Anartha Niriti Sat, and so on.
Kao što mi isto čujemo od Rupa Goswami, on stih.
In the beginning, there is faith, and then there is Sadhu Sangha, and then there is Bhajana, like that.
I znači na početku mi imamo veru, onda dođe sadhu sangha, onda dođe bhajana kriya.
But it's not that there's faith and then we move on, we give up faith and then we move on to sadhu sangha. No, the shraddha is increased throughout the whole process and everything else is increased as you go on.
I to onda ne znači da mi samo na početku imamo tu shraddhu, tu veru, i da onda kako idemo dalje na drugi korak, da onda ta shraddha nestane. Već to znači da se ta vera uvek povećava i svoji ovi drugi činjenci se uvek povećavaju kako napreduju.
But most of us, we Westerners, we are impatient. We do some little service and then we want, okay, that was it. Service done. Now what?
Ali većina nas sa zapada, mi smo jako nestrpljivi i onda zato mi jednostavno uradimo neku službu i onda već se pitamo šta sad.
I'm just remembering the story told by Prabhupada's servant Shuta Kirti Prabhu.
Ja se sad sećam jedne priče koju je rekao Shuta Kirti Prabhu koji je služio Šrila Prabhupada.
He said one time, I think it was Janmashtami, and Prabhupada had encouraged the devotees to chant many rounds a day, 64 rounds if possible.
I ja mislim da je tada bio Janmashtami i onda je Šrila Prabhupada ohrabrio sve bhakte da mantraju 64 krugova na taj dan.
So the next day one devotee mentioned to Srila Prabhupada.
I on sljedećeg dana jedan bhakta, on je spomenuo Srila Prabhupada.
He said, Prabhupada, yesterday I chanted 64 rounds.
On je rekao, Srila Prabhupada, juče sam ja mantrao 64 kruga.
And Prabhupada responded.
A Prabhupada mi govorio.
And then, what did you do?
I onda, šta si uradio?
So he was expecting, you know, Prabhupada, oh, very nice, you have chanted 64 rounds. No, then what did you do?
Znači on je očekivao da mu Srila Prabhupada kaže, a, vrlo lepo. Međutim, Srila Prabhupada je rekao, i što si onda uradio?
Not that you've just, now that you've accomplished and now you're finished. No, it's an ongoing process.
Znači nije, sada si nešto odradio i sada je to završen proces. Ne, to je proces koji se uvijek odvija dalje.
So, did he, that knowledge, or that procedure, how do you get that from a takvadarshi and how do you get by giving completely?
I znači, kako možemo to znanje dobiti od osobe koja vidi, od duhovnog učitelja, tako što ćemo dati potpuno?
So, that's just a few points scratching the surface.
I to je bilo samo nekoliko pointi kojima smo samo zagrebali površinu tog pitanja.
Bravo! Bravo! Please, Maharaj. Oh yeah. Please, Maharaj. This. Please enlighten us and please tell us how do we become mature disciples? I think we should all aspire for that. And we have now listened to Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu and heard a new definition of seva for many of us, to attend to. And he also mentioned that this should be an ongoing process, not that we do this for some time and then go, as Prabhupada said, when he came to Germany, then take a rest afterwards in the park.
So, Prabhupada ki? Well, for us, probably the most vivid example is Srila Prabhupada.
Za nas najživopisniji primjer je sam Srila Prabhupada.
That he explained it, how in an evolution of his relationship with his spiritual master.
I on mi je objasnio kako se razvijao njegov odnos sa njegovim duhovnim učiteljem.
He met his spiritual master when he was young, just out of college.
I on je svog duhovnog učitelja sreo kada je bio mlad, samo što je završio college.
He had faith in him.
Imao veru u njega.
And then after some time, then he actually took shelter of Om Vishnupad Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
I onda je nakon njegovog nekog vremena uzeo utočište Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Because he was a grihastha, he wasn't living in the ashram, maybe didn't have such a close service, like a kind of personal service to some of the other sannyasis or brahmacharis would have.
I onda kako on bio grihasta i pošto živio u tom ašramu, onda nije imao lično društvo svog duhovnog učitelja ili tako blisku službu kako su imali neki njegovi drugi braća po Bogu.
But there's a few classic times where the Prabhupada was walking with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Radhakunda, and then he was telling how he was concerned that there was so much kind of rivalry in the temples, who would get what room and who would get what position, and he was concerned that the preaching mood was being lost, and sometimes he was thinking that it would take out the marble from the temple, sell it, print books, and distribute books. I think you all heard these pastimes many times.
Međutim, onda imamo, znači, taj već klasičan primjer toga kada je Srila Prabhupada šetao sa Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakurom na Radhakundu I Šrila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, on je rekao kako se brine, zato što postoji tako puno rivalstva u hramovima i ko će zauzeti koji položaj, ko će dobiti koju sobu. I da je on čak mislio da bi bolje bilo uzeti taj mermer iz tih hramova, prodati ga i onda samo štampati knjige. I mislim da ste svi već puno puta čuli o tome, da znate o tome.
So when people ask Prabhupada, what's your secret of success, why you are successful in your worldwide preaching?
I onda on pitao, a koja je tajna tvog uspeha, kako to da si ti uspešan u tom svom propovedanju širom svetu?
He said, I simply follow the instructions of my spiritual master.
I onda Šrila Prabhupada rekao, ja jednostavno sledim uputstva svog duhovnog učitelja.
That may sound very simplistic.
I to može zvučati jako jednostavno, uprošćeno.
But it's actually a very profound thing.
Ali to je u stvari jako duboka stvar.
Everything Prabhupada did was an offering to his spiritual master.
Što god je Prabhupada radio, to je bila ponuda njegovom duhovnom učitelju.
He said ISKCON was his personal ecstatic offering to his spiritual master.
I on je rekao da je ISKCON bilo njegova lična ekstatična ponuda njegovom duhovnom učitelju.
And I mean, I had a number of very deep experiences that showed me, that illustrated to me how Prabhupada's dedication of carrying out the orders of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur made them really stand out.
I ja sam imao bezbroj iskustava u kojima sam mogao da vidim kako je ta posvećenost Šrila Prabhupada u pustinjima Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura, kako ga je to učinilo da bude stvarno na uzvišenom položaju.
That one time after Prabhupada left, there was a situation with that Gaudiya Math where some of the devotees were going to that Gaudiya Math and leaving Prabhupada's movement.
Šta se dešavalo nakon što je Prabhupada otišao? Desilo se da su neki bhakti napustili pokret i da su otišli u Gaudiya Math.
So I went over to talk to that spiritual master to try to convince him that please try to convince the devotees they should come back to ISKCON and not leave and go to some other mission.
I onda ono što se desilo, ja sam otišao u Gaudiya Math kod tog duhovnog učitelja i ono što sam želao da uradim jeste da uvedim te bhakte koji su otišli da ne odlaze, da ne napuštaju našu misiju, da se vrate.
It so happened that Prabhupada's godbrother heard I was there canvassing the people that were with him now and left ISKCON, and he called me up to see him.
I onda što se desilo, to je Šrila Prabhupada, brat po Bogu, on je čuo da sam ja tu došao i sa kojim razlogom, i onda me pozvao da dođem da ga vidim.
So he was saying that it's not important to really follow the order of the guru.
I onda što je on govorio, jeste da nije stvarno važno da osoba prati uputstva duhovnog učitelja.
That's kind of an idealistic idea.
Da je to neka onako idealizowana slika.
You have to do what you feel is right.
I da osoba treba da radi ono što osjeća da je ispravno.
And what you think is practical.
I ono što osjeća da je praktično.
Then, so he was preaching like this, I was there, this other ISKCON leader was there who had left ISKCON temporarily for that time. And then he was preaching like this, that it's not important to follow the order of the Guru, it's a principle, you just do what you feel to be right. Order the Guru is not an issue.
I onda smo se našli tu, ja i ta druga osoba koji je bio jedan od vođa ISKCON-a koji je napustio ISKCON, i onda mi on povedao kako to slediti u posle duhovnog učitelja, to baš nije tako važno, nego osoba jednostavno treba da radi ono što osjeća da je ispravno.
I was shocked, you know, because where this kind of preaching was coming from.
I onda sam ja bio stvarno šokiran i pitao sam se odakle tako propovedanje dolazi.
And I said how Prabhupada mentioned the Bhaktivinoda Thakur stressed the disciple should take up the order of the spiritual master as his life and soul. That's better. Even if we can't carry out the order of the guru, then what's the purpose of our living?
I onda sam se ja setio kako je Šila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, kako je on naglašavao da su uputstva duhovnog učitelja život i duša učenika i da ako osoba, ako učenik ne može da ispuni ta uputstva, da ih sledi, onda koja je svrha njegovog života?
With our last effort we should try to carry out whatever best we can, the order of the spiritual master.
I svojim poslednjim naporima mi moramo da se trudimo da ispunimo uputstva, da sledimo uputstva duhovnog učitelja.
That he got very disgusted with me.
I onda ta osoba, ona se zgrozila na dalje.
Told me to get out.
I rekao mi da izađe napolje.
Sorry,
ja sam to i uradio.
Then, like that, the Prabhupada, he was really committed to carrying out these orders of the previous acharya, his guru and the previous gurus.
Tako da je Prabhupada bio stvarno posvećen tome da izvrši uputstva koje me ostavio njegov duhovni učitelj i koje su ostavili naši prethodni acharya.
Establishing as you can see, it's all many things in this kind of bit. You can all trace it back that he was doing this because this was the instruction of his spiritual master.
I toliko puno stvari koje Šila Prabhupada napravio u istinu, možemo da vidimo kada istražujemo da on to radi zato što su to bilo uputstva njegovog duhovnog učitelja.
In Vrindavan once the Prabhupada was telling us that there's three levels of disciples. Really four levels, but three good levels and one not so good.
Jednom u Vrindavanu Šila Prabhupada mi govori o tome kako postoje četiri tipa učenika, ali od ta četiri, tri su dobra, a jedan nije baš prihvatljiv.
Then there's the Uttama disciple.
Znači postoji Uttama učenik.
Top level.
To je najviši nivo.
Even without the guru asking anything, he can understand what the guru wants and he would serve.
Znači čak i da ga guru ništa ne pita, on će razumeti šta guru želi i onda će ga služiti.
Sometimes the Prabhupada was there in the last days, he wasn't speaking so much. It's all the time. Sometimes he spoke, sometimes he wasn't speaking.
I znači poslednjih dana dok je Šila Prabhupada bio ovdje prisutan, on bi nekada govorio jako puno, a nekada ne bi ništa rekao.
And they'd be chanting kirtan, he'd be moving his hands with the kirtan.
I onda kada bi bio kirtan, on bi jednostavno pomerao svoju ruku u ritmu kirtana.
But sometimes he wanted something, ring the bell.
I onda bi on nekada poželao nešto, onda bi zazvonio zvonom.
But he wouldn't say anything, what did he want?
Ali nije ništa rekao šta je to što on želio.
So who was attending him? They had to kind of figure out, well, what does Prabhupada want?
I onda osoba koja se brinula za njega, onda bi on morao da sad da shvati šta Prabhupada želi.
And sometimes, you know, somehow they figured it out, they probably want me to close the window, it's a little drafty.
I ponekada ta osoba bi shvatila da Šila Prabhupada želi da se zatvori prozor. A on bi samo mahnuo ruku.
Sometimes they didn't get it right.
A nekada ne bi smo shvatili što nije.
Just trying to figure out. They got it right more times than I would have, for sure. You know?
Ali otvori su uglavnom pogađali što želi, više nego ja.
But that's a When Mayapur was attacked in 1977, then I went back, I was out of Mayapur at the time, and when I went back, I had to try to pick up the pieces and get the devotees out of jail, and was...
I 1977, kada je Mayapur bio napadnut, onda sam ja isto bio tamo, morao sam da izvadim bhakti iz zatvora, da popravim ono što je bilo načinom loše.
So this moment you're really thinking, what would Prabhupada do, what would Prabhupada want us to do? You know, just always thinking, what would the spiritual master want you to do in this situation?
I onda sam ja u tom trenutku mislio što bi Prabhupada sad uradio, što bi on želeo od nas da uradimo. Uvek razmišljam o tome što on želi, kako želi da postupamo.
telephone system wasn't so developed then as it is now.
I u to vreme telefonske linije nisu bile tako razvijene kao što su danas.
Then anyway, then second class of disciple is the Madhyam disciple.
Drugi, znači taj nivo učenika, drugi tip učenika jeste Madhyam učenik.
You must instruction more dynamic master. In your talk.
Gets instruction from the spiritual master.
To je znači učenik koji čuje uputstvo duhovnog učitelja.
Carries it out.
I onda on to izvršava.
Very, very nicely carries it out.
On to jako lepo izvršava.
That's the middle.
I to znači to je srednji nivo.
That is Kanishtha disciple, junior disciple.
A onda postoji Kanishtha učenik, junior.
Yes, order of the spiritual master.
To je učenik koji dobije naredbu, dobije uputstvo duhovnog učitelja.
More or less executes it.
I onda ga on manje više sledi.
With great difficulty.
Sa velikom poteškoćom.
Maybe not very well.
I čak ne može to ni dobro da izvrši.
Krishna Shatra was 2 years later.
Ja, Krishna Shatra pravo kaže on 2 godine nakon uputstva on ga tek izvrši.
You can elaborate on this one. I mean, what's about Satyanam Maharaj? You can elaborate on this one a little bit.
Znači, mogli
bismo... Krishna, a disciple.
Mogli bismo dati detaljni opis ovog Kanishtha učenika.
With great internal protest.
Znači, osoba nešto izvrši sa velikim unutrašnjim protestom.
Then there's another category that's called Adamshisha.
I onda je tu još jedna kategorija i ona se naziva Adamshisha.
That means fallen disciple.
I to znači učenik koji je pao.
Doesn't follow the orders of the guru.
Takav učenik ne sledi uputstva svog guru.
And you take it from there. Doesn't follow and is having a lot of spiritual problems and so it's not really a disciple in good standing at all.
I to je znači osoba koja je pala i koja ne može da sledi uputstva duhovnog učitelja, tako da njegov položaj nije nimalo dobro.
Anyway, to get deeper that try to understand what the spiritual master wants, trying to serve, but also try to just be a very good disciple, try to do everything as a selfless service to please Guru and Krishna.
Znači osoba bi trebala da uradi sve što je u njene moći, da služi svog duhovnog učitelja, da vidi šta on želi i znači osoba bi isto trebalo da radi nesebičnu službu za svog duhovnog učitelja.
Devotional service, the problem sometimes a lot of it is solved as common sense.
I Šrila Prabhupada bi često rekao da je predano služenje u stvari stvar zdravog razuma.
But I know I'm running out of time, otherwise of course couple of funny stories you probably already heard anyway.
I sada mi već nam ističe vreme, a ja imam još nekoliko zabavnih priča o Šrila Prabhupada.
Actually, the way I know Jai Pataka Maharaj, this is still very early for you, and maybe you are available for some time here, and can, if devotees have more questions to you, they could come, maybe. Is it a good idea? He will, I know him, he is my brother, my older brother, he will be around here, so you can ask more questions on this to him.
Znači kako je ovo, poznavići Žapataka Maharaj, ovo je još uvek rano za njega, i kako ga mi dobro znamo, znamo da će on biti tu naokolo, tako da ako imate još, za njega možete
mu reći.
Just one thing is that how, like Prabhupada, my 500,000 disciples, and he would, most of the devotee care of his disciples was done by older disciples, for the younger ones.
I jedna stvar koju bih želao da kažem jeste kako je Šrila Prabhupada, kako je imao tako puno učenika, 10.000 učenika, onda šta se dešavalo jeste da su njegovi stari učenici brinuli o onim mlađim učenicima.
In this way, Prabhupada trying to care for all his disciples, trying to see they were being properly engaged in service.
И на тај начин Шрила Прабхупада ги бринуо свим своим ученицима и бринуо се за то да буду на правилен начин уклучени у предано служење.
When Prabhupada used to travel around, there were some disciples who somehow are followers who somehow collected money and they followed him wherever he went. He had a little entourage. They weren't part of his party. They just followed wherever he went to get that association.
И оно су постали известни ученици Шрила Прабхупада, кои би на неки начин сакупили новац, и оно би следили Шрила Прабхупада где год би он ишао. Ви су били дел његове пратње, али би увек ишли за ним како би добили његово друштво.
So once someone asked Prabhupada, so these are your most dear disciples because they're always following you wherever you go?
И оно је једном неко битал Шрила Прабхупада. Ово су твоји најдражи ученици, зато што те они следе свуда где ти идеш.
Prabhupada said that no, actually the dear disciples are the ones who take some responsibility to help me push on the Sankirtan movement. They're staying in some place and they're helping me by taking some kind of a responsibility and helping me in that way.
I onda Šrila Prabhupada rekao, ne oni učenici koji su mi zaista dragi, to su oni učenici koji prihvate odgovornost i koji ostanu na jednom mestu i onda pokušaju na neki način da mi pomognu u ovoj sankirtan misiji.
Sometimes this deep relationship, maybe by direct service or maybe take following the instruction of the guru very seriously and taking some responsibility in helping him in this way, showing that you really love him, that you are devoted to his mission, that may win a deeper appreciation from the spiritual master than many superficial things.
И онда шта то значи да служба може бити или директна, али такође служба може бити кога особа стварно прихвати упутство духовног учителја и прихвати известну одговорност и онда помаже свом духовном учителју у његовом проповедању и то је служба коју ће духовни учитељ јако ценити и која може бити много дублја.
Of course, we're a family. I mentioned today in the initiation ceremony, we're a family, and just like we have maybe over 100 gurus in ISKCON, we have maybe over 100 sannyasis, and we have so many different senior devotees and Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, who are preaching, who are helping the other devotees. So in a family spirit also, we try to want to see that all the devotees get spiritual care and spiritual support, get association so that they can progress in their service to Guru and Krishna.
И онда оно што сам ја данас споменула на лекцији која сам дала на иницијацији јесте да смо ми породица и онда у том неком породичном духу можемо видети да имамо преко 100 гуру у нашем покрету, 100 сањасија, да имамо јако пуно старих бакта, и да онда требам да видимо како да бринемо једни за други, како да подржимо једни други.
I do not say anything more, otherwise such an amount is going to be angry with me.
Hare Krishna. No, I will never ever even approach the shadow of anger when it comes, when I come. Honestly, thank you very, very much, Japataka Maharaj, for this answer. I hope all of you remember his 4 points about the disciple and the story about Srila Prabhupada, where Prabhupada told what he considers to be a dear disciple and a mature disciple. We have reached the a natural conclusion to this evening. Thank you very much. I can imagine you must have been a little tired after chanting and dancing, but you were a very attentive audience. I really like all the programs are very well attended by you, and you're very good listeners this summer camp.
Ja se sada nadam da ste vi zapamtili ove četiri poente koje je dao Maharadž o te četiri vrste učenika i to što je Šila Prabhupada, koga je on smatrao stvarno dragim učenikom. I evo, mi smo se približili kraju ove večeri, ja vidim da ste umorni nakon toliko plesanja i pevanja, ali sa druge strane vidim i da ste jako pažljivi i stvarno hvala što ste svih ovih dana jako pažljivi na svim programima.
You can, we will have Madhva Muni conclude the evening with a little announcement. Just stay for 30 more seconds, please.
I sada bih vas zamolio da ostanete ovdje makar još pola minuta samo da Madhva Muni da neki najav.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Dear devotees, dear Vaishnavas, I will request you to sing one song to our devotee who is today is his birthday. His name is Bhakta Igor.
Oh.
So can you sing this?
Where is he?
Bhakta Igor. Hare
Krishna. Yeah. He.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare
So tomorrow.